Well, look at everybody all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on this, the day after Christmas, on your favorite morning show. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. By the way, Chris, I know this is very important to you. Happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, my.
Yep. Kwanzaa starts today, the next 7 days. By the way, do you have your Kwanzaa? I can't remember the name of the candle holder. You got to study, light a candle every 7 nights, one candle every 7 nights.
I remember from doing a Kwanzaa story years ago that each one of the days has like an African themed name.
Oh, yeah.
And one is Umchakalil.
Okay, then. All right.
Which is like collective economics, and the other is Emojo. Got my Emojo working, but it just ain't working on you.
I believe that's a Doors song you're getting confused with, Mr. Emojo Rising. I believe that's okay. The thing that you're getting mixed up there.
Now, Kwanzaa is, of course, kind of a made-up holiday. It was imported from African harvest festivals and
there
Americanized.
1966, apparently, is when it got its official debut.
But I will tell you this, for a made-up, imported, not quite authentic holiday.
Yeah.
The people who back Kwanzaa have done a fabulous job of getting it.
Absolutely.
Tell me that they're not winning. But we have the Kwanzaa postage stamps. Tell me that that's not winning on some level.
Do you know how you know when you have an official holiday on your hands? When it is explained in a video from Sesame Street. That's how you know. I found the official Sesame Street explanation video this morning. I watched it. I feel better and more complete as a human being now. Your look.
Some of the Kwanzaa theories I struggle with because it is about collectivism, about working together, that has...
It's a different environment than what we're used to.
It has the smell of socialism about it.
Yeah.
That Kwanzaa is not about the individualism that we normally think of as an American trait.
I don't want to get, you know, political and so forth, but I want to be respectful of other cultures. But think about this for a second. If you are in a small village type situation, I mean of a few dozen families, okay, or smaller, then everybody working together for the success of the community is a very, very good idea. Individualism can be detrimental in that environment.
If you don't build this shelter, if this group doesn't go out and hunt, if these people don't go and farm things, we're all going to starve.
Yeah, sure. And there is a time and a place for everybody pulling together, working together for the common good of the community. That absolutely has its place in time. However, it does not translate to the running of our republic as it was established by the Constitution. It is not to say that that type of a family environment, that type of a government for a small village or something of that nature is not the right way to do it for those that want to do it that way. It's fine, but it's not how the United States should be run. So anyway, for all of you out there, I believe now... Festivus is over, right? We've put away the Festivus poll. Has that
Festivus
been?
Is more ridiculous than Kwanzaa.
Well, Festivus literally was made up by the Seinfeld program.
Right. So the idea that someone would erect a Festivus poll on the state capitol grounds and that people would actually gather for an airing of grievances and then have some kind of mocking contests of strength.
Whoever I don't know.
Would take time out of their day before Christmas, 2 days before Christmas, to do that is ridiculous.
And if they got paid for it, I think as taxpayers we deserve a refund. Anyway, but that has had to come down. Now the big question is: Christmas is now officially over. Christmas concluded at midnight last night when everybody was trying to get their kids to put down the toys and go to bed. How long before you take down the Christmas tree?
In past years, just out of laziness, the Christmas tree has lingered. Of course, I have an artificial tree. I have had the artificial tree up through the end of January and into early February, which I admit is entirely too long.
Yeah.
If I have time now, because New Year's falls in the middle of the week, it should come down next week.
It may come down. It will not come down this weekend, but it may come down next weekend. And I have something very sad to say. This year... We will be removing all of the ornaments from the tree that we wish to keep. We will be removing all of the decorations from the tree that we wish to keep. And then the tree, which is an artificial tree in the Mila Manor, will be chucked into the trash. The box, the stand, the tree.
You're dissatisfied with this here's tree?
The tree is a fake pre-lit monstrosity. I believe I've explained to you that we cannot erect the entire tree in the house because when I bought the house, we had 12-foot ceilings in the home. And I, of course, thinking, well, if we have 12-foot ceilings, then we easily can buy a 10-foot Christmas tree, which I did, not realizing that as the tree goes up, the base of the tree goes out further in circumference. The tree is ginormous at the base if you put up all the sections. I mean, it's huge. You can't walk around. And the little house, the modest little house that we are renting at this time, if we were to put, first of all, it wouldn't fit. The ceilings aren't tall enough. And you couldn't get anywhere. It would take up the whole living room. So we've had enough. It's served us well. It's served us for many, many years. So, yes, we are chucking it. It will be the official chucking of the fake Mila Christmas tree.
My tree is tall but narrow, and it fits very neatly into the corner. The living room is by far the biggest room in my house. Yeah.
Well, I am going to allow my wife much more access to the decision-making process next time we purchase said fake tree. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I love Thursday too, yeah. You say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.